I'm standing here on the far northeast side of Omaha, where the Missouri River is just a few blocks away. There are still gravel roads in this neighborhood. It's pretty here, very lush and wooded, but it's also very poor, and the overgrown sidewalks are evidence of infrequent city maintenance. It's this part of the city that's been the front line for a sewer system long overdue for repair.
How many times has that happened over the years?
Several.
Diana Moore stands outside her home with her husband. She grew up in this neighborhood and says Omaha's overflowing sewer system backs up into her basement, along with many of her neighbors, every time it rains.
We've had to actually hire a plumber to put a stop on our end, and it don't work. It stopped it. It was happening at least three times a year, 3 to 4 times a year.
How heavy would it have to rain?
In this neighborhood, not very heavy.
It floods down here.
If we get 2 inches of rain, our basement has 4 inches of water.
Moore says over the years, her family has had all kinds of things destroyed by the flooding.
First time it happened was about 6 months after we moved in, and we had just moved, brand new family moved into a house, had stuff all over in the basement, and lost all kinds of stuff.
The water that piles up in her basement, Moore says, is not just rainwater. Sewage is mixed in there, too. That's because the city has a combined sewer system, one that fit the times for the 1800s when it was built, but has long been outdated. A combined system means that when it rains, and it doesn't need to rain very much, overflow sewage and stormwater drain together untreated into the Missouri River, as well as other low-lying areas like the Moore's basement. Omaha has been chipping away at the problem since the 1960s, but the majority of the city's sewer system is still the original one pipe. The Environmental Protection Agency has now mandated Omaha's combined system, along with those of 772 other communities, be separated to reduce that sewage overflow.
We built it many years ago on the pretense that we thought it was going to be fine, and you know, of course, we all grow and build more houses, and that's just kind of the way it goes, and some people just don't understand that.
Andy Sullivan lives just around the corner from Moore. He's lived in his home for 2 years and says his basement flooded during his first spring there, damaging a brand new washer and dryer.
If it rains all day, then it starts to get wet. You know, it creeps up from underneath the house. It comes actually through the foundation from the bottom up. So, and I know the neighbors does that too.
Sullivan says he knows updating the sewer system is going to be expensive, a whopping $1.7 billion, which has caused collective cringing across the city. But he also understands it's unavoidable. The federal stimulus package will take a small bite out of that chunk, a total of just under $2 million in grants and $13 million in low-rate financing. Marty Great, Environmental Services Manager for the City of Omaha, says that will help get the project off the ground. But it's a long-term project, he says, and the federal stimulus was only intended for short-term boosts. Ultimately, Omaha residents will bear the cost, and it will be shared equally among the greater metro area.
Everybody is part of the problem. Everybody's going to benefit from the improvements in water quality in our receiving streams in the area, and everybody's going to share in the cost of those improvements.
Those costs could soar to $50 a month by 2024 for residents now used to paying $15. That's bound to cause further aggravation for residents who've been hard hit by the problem for decades.
Many of these people have experienced recurring problems for years, and there just is no, you know, easy engineering solution to some of these things. It is going to require a huge investment by the community and the system. And I think with the impetus of now this federal mandate to look at these overflows, it is going to bring much more funding to bear on these problems and provide us with actually some resources where we'll see faster progress than perhaps what we've seen before.
Fast progress is something some Omaha residents are skeptical about. Great says the city first got word the EPA wanted changes in the early 1990s, but he says until now, the city focused on areas with the highest populations of people affected. Diana Moore says that just means Northeast Omaha comes last.
I want to see when they come to East Omaha. They don't come down here. They do West Omaha first, and then they gradually make their way here. So it'll probably be 10 years before they make it here.
But despite the aggravation, even a basement full of sewage won't be enough to drive Moore out of her neighborhood.
This is home. I grew up a block away. This is home. I grew up down here, and it's just something that you learn that's part of what you deal with, pretty much.
For NET Radio News in Omaha, I'm Robin Wish.